Now, I'm going to play a song from an album by a band called 16 Layers. I'm going to play this song before the break, and then I'm going to be speaking with them immediately after our break, just before 12:30, which will be leading into the last half hour of the programme. This is called Exile, I believe, and this is from 16 Layers.
Exile of my own making, it's understood. Waking any given morning to hold hands with all that's good, yeah. I don't need oxygen to that I need. Thanks, but no thanks. I will swim in my own stream. I'm not a victim of my circumstance. Now it's applauding you just because you are here. No, I don't need oxygen to breathe. No, I have everything that I need. Thanks, but no thanks. I will swim.
Right, brilliant song there called Exile from a band called 16 Layers. They're live in Studio 2 at the moment. Just have to say welcome to the programme, lads, and we're going to hear some live music from you. I'm going to talk to Niall briefly, though.
Hello.
Hey, Niall.
How are you?
How long have the band been together?
Band is together, all in all, about 7 or 8 years, but it's been through a few changes lately, so this is actually our first show. Tomorrow night is our first show in nearly a year. Because we've a new guitarist, Eze, who's in with us here.
Right. And I just have to point out, you're playing tomorrow night in the Mercantile.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, we'll be on stage about 10, but the show kicks off about 9:15. There's another couple of bands playing with us, so it's all worth coming in to see, yeah.
Yeah. When did the album come about?
The album was made in 2009 now at this stage. And like I say, we were hoping to have a new album out by now, but we had a personnel change, man. So that slowed things down a little. But we're back on it now. We're back in recording in a studio down in Wicklow. new songs coming by the truckload every rehearsal. There's
great
a lot of new songs, so it's very difficult to get it done.
Can I just ask you briefly, are you purely an acoustic band or are there electrical instruments?
It's a very loud rock band.
Right. Well, that song, Exile, did you choose that for me to play on the programme today? Because that's not heavy rock by any means.
That's our morning song.
Well, it's very melodic and I like it a lot.
No, we love that song. No, we do. We kind of go back and forth between the two. When we're live, it's a fairly big rock show.
Yeah.
Which we love. That's what we're all into. But at the same time, there's a lot of melody. There's a lot of music to it.
Yeah.
It's not just, heavy
stuff. Are you North Side? It's a North Side band, is it?
It's all over. It's a Dublin / Helsinki band.
Okay. Helsinki band.
Our guitarist, Ezzy.
Asa is from Helsinki.
Helsinki. Okay. Or just outside Helsinki, that right is. We won't get technical on it.
Okay, but we don't need the geographical of the whole thing, you know?
We can Google map it if you want.
That's his mic has gone down a bit, is it?
No, that's okay. He's just a far away.
Okay. Okay, you're going to play for us on the programme today. What's the first number you're going to do?
I think the first one we're going to do is Golden Ratio, which is brand new, so if anything goes, just bear with us.
Yeah, no bother. In your own time, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Okay, this is 16 Layers. They're going to play a song from their new album, hopefully. And
Golden Ratio. Thank you very much.
Golden Ratio is called.
That's it. Not a leg to stand on. You made your point. You made it. It's built on nothing, but weren't you aware? Yeah, well, show me how you live again. Show me what you need. Tell me you'll be back again. She told me not to breathe. Seem to know it's give and take. Yeah. You took them at their word now. Your trust is soft, but it'll never break. Yeah. Show me how you kiss again. Show me how you sigh. Show me what's amiss again. Show me what I.
very, very melodic. I have to say that's very melodic. That's from the band called 16 Layers, and they're live in the studio with me here today on Northside Today. I'm talking with Niall, but the other two of the other guys in the band are John and Asa, and they're also in studio. I don't know whether they want to have a few words or not, but could
the
I ask...
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they're not that shy. Okay, can I just ask where the name 16 Layers originated? And does it have a significant meaning?
It kind of does, yeah. It could turn up on QI as completely untrue. Our drummer came up with it. Our drummer's a great man, Tim. He's a great man for the stories. The 16 layers is apparently the amount of skin, the amount of layers of skin on your fingerprint before you get to the actual fingerprint.
The true
I don't
fingerprint.
Believe a word of it, but I love the name.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
But that's Tim. Morning, Tim.
It's very CSI.
Yeah.
Pretty CSI, yeah.
Can I also ask about the songwriting aspect of the band? Who does most of that? Do you do it, or do you all collaborate on it?
I've always written the lyrics, but I mean, closely with the lads. The lads will always, you know, that's rubbish, Niall, or that's good, or whatever, which will kind of direct it. I'll write the lyrics at home, and then they'll be finalised. But the music is generally all of us. You know, a riff would be brought in by one of the lads, quite often John. John will bring in a riff, and away we'll go from there. Mm-hmm. We've only just started writing with Ezza, which has added a whole new layer to what we're doing.
Another layer, you have to call it 17 layers.
I knew I was walking into a pun there, that's why I hesitated. So Ezza's a beautiful guitarist, mm-hmm. really melodic guy, and a great understanding of melody, so that's added a whole new layer.
Yeah, so that's how the process begins. You come up with the lyrics initially, and then you get together
and start putting
the music together.
I know there's a lot of bands where you'd have a singer-songwriter would come in, and here's the song, lads, here's how it's going to work, bang, let's go. It's never been that. I think we're all too lazy to finish a song at home, so we kind of vibe each other up in the studio and get things finished, yeah.
It's a bit more democratic then in that sense.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't like it, it's all our faults.
It's everybody's fault.
Rather than one person's fault.
Except us at that Golden Ratio, the song we played there. We only finished writing last week and we're just recording last week, so it was its first live outing. Thank you very much.
Oh, very good, yeah. Well, you heard it first on Near FM and in particular on Northside Today. So you mentioned that there's a second album in the offing. When do you envisage that will be... Is it you've begun recording it, have you?
We have begun recording. We had a few false starts and we're kind of warming to it now. It's coming together. Yeah. We find that we were recording in a friend's studio, Paddy, down in Nice, and we had the studio to ourselves. We have our own recording equipment from a record deal that we had a few years back, through which we started making the first album, I Am No One. But since then we've been recording down in Paddy's, and it's just endless. When you're recording it yourself, you go to finish a song, you come up with another idea, and all the technology's there. It's all digital, so you're banging it down straight away. You just don't get it finished. So we've started working recently with a producer called G-Rail, and he's recording us down in Newtown, Mount Kennedy. And so with his input, we hope for him just say, right, enough, lads, finished, you're done, you know. And, and things have actually tidied up as well with Ezza. It's kind of like, that's all that needs, lads. Done, move on, you know.
Yeah.
But we're terrible buggers for just on and on and on and on, you know.
Well, I mean, isn't that the part of the creative process?
We love doing it, yeah, but when you're making an album, you really need someone standing there saying,
finished, that's
stick
it.
Stick that
yeah.
down, that is it. So, God, when it's ready, We're not great men for pressurizing ourselves.
When's it ready, John?
It's ready when it's ready.
When it's ready, yeah. You going to do another song for us?
I'd love to, yeah.
Okay.
Sure, which one? What do you want to do?
Another new one.
Okay, let me pull out some lyrics here and make sure I get this right. This song's called Nervous Tremors. It's quite a different sort of song for us. We used a breakbeat on the full version.
Right.
Which is unusual for us. So we've really been enjoying this song lately. We like it.
Yeah.
I'm sure the listeners will too, lads, in your own time again.
Yeah, it's a song called Nervous Tremors. It's about not quite being too comfortable with yourself, so enjoy that little lunchtime fare.
Okay.
Thank you.
take you down and let you go. Can't be here forever. Gotta redirect the flow. But I know you knew that. So what are you doing here? The mission's over, but your heart is still so. Shake you down and let you go.
Shakes you down.
Can't be here forever. Gotta redirect its flow.
Brilliant.
We got through that.
Okay, that's that was called Nervous Tremors, and that's the band 16 Layers are live in the studio with me. I'm speaking with Niall, John and Asa, and tomorrow night they're playing in the Mercantile. They'll be on stage around 10 o'clock. But that was a new song as well, wasn't it?
That's brand new, and that is its first airing as well at Near FM.
Another one, and they got through it... impeccably, though. I think you were a tiny little bit nervous about maybe it
might have been a nervous tremor there.
Yeah, nervous tremor there. All right, yeah.
First time played like that.
Can I just ask you, Niall, a little bit? If we can go back to the writing process, if you would. When the ideas for lyrics strike you, so to speak, are you writing from personal experience, like a lot of people would?
It's a funny one, that, and think about that recently, because I've written from personal experience for a long time now. I've been married for 16 years. Got married very, very young. So it's funny when you're writing a love song and anger starts appearing and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. I'm so close to my wife that she's looking at me, she's like, where the hell is that coming from, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So what I've started to do recently was try a little more to do a third-person thing on it and take a look from another angle, another mm-hmm. perspective, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when Becky comes at me, what's that all about? Someone else altogether. Yeah. No, right, love. But yeah, and I like writing third person as well. Sometimes I think it's important. There's always sort of that Lennon McCartney aspect, not to compare myself.
Sure.
Lennon was always first person, and McCartney's a great man for the Rocky Raccoon. Stepping
right.
back and here's a ballad, here's a story. I've never been great at that. And a lot of producers over the years have said to me, like, why don't you try writing a song about a story? But I think most of it comes from personal. It's always angry. It's always depressed. I'm not an angry, depressed person, but that always seems to be where you know, where the well starts coming up and you start the lyrics coming from. But they generally kind of ease out then. And then what's also very important to me is I'm not interested in boring everyone to death with the detail of what a painful life I have. So it's nice to sort of try and get to a chorus that releases a little and that everyone can relate to a little.
Yeah, well, there's obviously a process then to your writing, because for an example, a novelist, you'd have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Isn't that right?
Yeah, definitely.
So
yeah.
It's a story. The song is a story.
There needs to be a story. You know, there needs to be. For years, I'd kind of write, and I think a lot of people just write from experience and they don't bother trying to explain. That's okay as well. That's sort of abstract, obtuse look at it. There's no problem with that at all. But if you want to sing a song that everyone's going to relate to, I think you need to, even just a key phrase, quite often in the chorus, but just something that someone can hang their hat on. And I know what he's talking about, I know where he's going with this, and then take it where they want to take it as well, Pat, you know?
Yeah, well, with that in mind then, is it easy then to create the music to put together with those lyrics? And you obviously have a melody in your head as well, is that right? You would have a melody?
Well, sometimes, but quite often what happens is John will write a riff and come with it, and then some lyrics that I have hanging around might just hang on that. They might just stick to it. And funnily enough, sometimes I do have half a melody in my head, and John has independently written a riff or a line at home, guitar line, that it kind of sits with. So I think we're in bed together so bloody long at this stage that we're writing the same songs independently.
Right.
It's time we had a hit, John.
Okay, listen, we're running close to the time, but we do have time if you want to do another song before we end up, if you wish.
Yeah, we'll do an old classic, if you like. If we were big, this would be our hit, but it always is. This is a big song that always goes down well with the fans, our people, our friends. It's a song called No Strings, and it was the lead-off track from the first album, I Am No One.
Okay.
So, again, with Ezza, who didn't play on the last album, this has been rehearsing all these recently with Ezza, so it's been a lot of fun, and kind of the song's opening up, and we've been really enjoying it.
Great, yeah.
Re-engaging with our own songs. So, yeah, this is called No Strings.
Okay, lovely.
Saw there was your hunger and flashes of light. Out of the shadow comes your second sight. Just a couple of friends, no strings, no strings. But all the time in the world, just to make it stop. What's the point? The point of exit when you're at the top. Yeah, just a couple of friends, no strings.
Well, yeah, dramatic end to that song, yeah. Okay, that was No Strings from the album I Am The One by 16 Layers, the band, and they were good enough to come into the studio and speak to me live and play live for us.
It was a lot of fun, thank you very much.
And some of the songs they played there were first time out to be aired publicly, and they did a great job. And they were a little bit nervous of how they would go, but they acquitted themselves absolutely brilliantly.
Well,
and
I'd like
to say thanks to Niall, John, and Asa for coming into the studio. And the best of luck with the gig tomorrow night in the American Tile. They'll be on stage at about 10 p.m.
We have 6 Foot Small and Shattered Skies playing with us as well.
And it's free in.
It's free in.
It's free in.
No
there
money.
You go.
Imagine that, recession buster.
One of the only gigs, I'd say, in town this weekend that's coming up that you can get into free.
Absolutely.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks a million, lads.
Thanks, guys. Good morning.
Thank you.